Imagine, it is 2 o'clock in the morning. Your phone buzzes on the nightstand, jolting you awake.
Oh, the absolute worst.
Right. You answer it, and it's your tenant. The water heater has completely exploded, the hallway is flooding, and suddenly, your grand vision of building passive, long-term wealth through real estate feels, well, incredibly active.
Yeah, active and very expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And stressful. Welcome to The Deep Dive. We are thrilled you're joining us today because we are looking at something that taps into a universally shared financial dream.
Which is scaling a property portfolio.
Securing that stable brick-and-mortar wealth, but completely removing the nightmare of being a traditional, stressed-out landlord.
It is the ultimate investment dilemma, really. I mean, real estate is historically one of the most reliable wealth-building asset classes in existence.
Totally.
But the actual mechanics of acquiring and managing it, they are archaic. They're slow, highly illiquid, and heavily restricted by, you know, how much cash you just happen to have sitting in the bank at any given moment.
Right. And that tension is exactly what we are resolving today. Our primary guide for this mission is a piece from the Gamma blog. It's titled Scaling Property Portfolios Through Tokenization.
Right, and it's backed by some serious institutional research too.
Yeah, we've got reports from Deloitte, the World Economic Forum, PwC Middle East, and even insights into Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 initiatives. We are going to figure out how new blockchain-based technologies are completely reshaping who gets to own property, how they own it, and whether this fractional approach is the ultimate hack to portfolio diversification.
It's a huge shift.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before we get into the shiny new digital solutions, we really need to look at the traditional real estate model and understand why it acts as such a severe bottleneck for the average investor.
Well, the hurdles of the traditional path are massive. And the Gamma piece highlights the most obvious one immediately, which is the enormous upfront capital requirement.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we are not just talking about the down payment, which is significant enough on its own.
You are dealing with legal fees, inspection costs, closing costs, taxes. It just adds up.
Exactly. For the typical investor, saving up the capital for just one single investment property can take years.
Or sometimes decades, depending on the market you live in.
Right. And then think about the actual process of getting that debt.
Oh, don't get me started.
The underwriting process for a traditional mortgage is practically a part-time job. You are handing over years of tax returns, bank statements, explaining literally every single deposit to an underwriter.
It is an incredibly high-friction environment.
Because the financial system is designed to move slowly. And once you finally get the keys, you face the operational reality. You are not just an investor anymore.
Right. You are suddenly a property manager,
a maintenance coordinator, and a debt servicer. And to buy a second property and actually start scaling a portfolio, you have to start that entire arduous saving cycle all over again.
While simultaneously managing the risk of the massive mortgage you just signed.
Exactly. And this forces people into what the research calls geographic concentration.
Which is essentially a financial trap. Because, you know, traditional property management is so operationally complex, investors naturally buy in areas they know well, usually right where they live.
Because they want to be a short drive away in case they need to deal with a contractor or a tenant issue.
Right. But from a pure investment strategy perspective, chaining your entire net worth to a single local economy is incredibly risky. I mean, if your whole portfolio consists of three houses in one specific city and a major local employer shuts down,
your wealth takes a direct, concentrated hit. You have zero geographic diversification.
I was thinking about this while reading through the source material, and it hit me. Buying traditional real estate to build wealth is like having to buy the entire cow just because you want a glass of milk every morning.
That is the perfect analogy. I love that. You just want the milk, right? The yield, the rental income, the capital appreciation over time.
Exactly.
But the current system forces you to buy, house, feed, and manage the entire animal.
And what if the market shifts, or I suddenly need to sell some assets to free up cash? The liquidity problem in traditional real estate is terrifying.
It really is.
Like if I own a stock, I can sell it from my phone in 3 seconds. If I own a physical rental property and I suddenly need $50,000 for a medical emergency, I can't just sell the kitchen.
No, you can't.
I can't sell the driveway.
You are locked into an asset that is inherently indivisible. Selling a property means hiring an agent, paying their commission, staging the home, waiting for appraisals.
Finding a buyer who can actually secure their own financing.
Yes, and then navigating lengthy legal transfers and escrow.
It takes months, sometimes a year if the market cools off.
Yeah.
You are essentially trapped in your own wealth. If the macroeconomic environment shifts, you cannot pivot quickly.
Right. And technology had to step in because the asset class itself is too good to be trapped in an 18th century liquidity model. That is exactly what property tokenization solves.
Yeah, the digital solution.
This raises an important question. If the underlying asset class is so universally desired for wealth generation, how do we fix the structural delivery mechanism? Hmm. The World Economic Forum and Deloitte reports we were looking at, they pay so much attention to tokenization precisely because it keeps the stability of the asset, but fixes the friction of buying, holding, and selling it.
Because buying the whole cow is inefficient.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Technology has finally figured out a way to cleanly slice it up.
Wait, hold on. The moment I hear the words blockchain and tokens, my scam radar immediately goes off.
I get that.
I mean, I want physical wealth, not an invisible JPEG of a house in the metaverse.
Yeah.
Are we talking about actual dirt and bricks here?
That is the most common and frankly the most justified skepticism people have when they first encounter this concept.
It sounds like crypto hype.
But what's fascinating here is the underlying investment remains 100% physical brick and mortar real estate. We are not talking about virtual land.
Okay, good.
We are talking about concrete, glass, steel, and soil. These digital tokens are legally backed by real buildings that have real tenants who pay actual rent every single month.
So tokenization doesn't invent a new imaginary asset class. It just upgrades the structure through which we access the existing one.
Exactly.
But how does that actually work in the real world? Like, how does a piece of computer code on a blockchain hold up in a physical court of law?
This is where we have to look at the legal and technical bridge. The process usually involves creating a legal entity, like a special purpose vehicle or an LLC.
Okay, I follow.
The platform buys the physical property and places the deed into that specific LLC. Then, instead of issuing traditional paper shares for that LLC, they issue digital tokens on a blockchain.
Ah, I see. So the token isn't just a random digital coin. It represents a legal share of the specific LLC that holds the deed to the property.
Yes, exactly. And the blockchain is simply utilized as an immutable, highly secure digital ledger to record who owns what fraction of that LLC. It completely replaces the mountain of traditional paperwork and legal friction with instant, transparent digital verification. When you hold that token, you legally hold the rights to the proportional economic benefits of that specific physical property.
That completely demystifies it. The blockchain is just acting as an incredibly efficient automated accountant.
That's a great way to put it.
Which brings in the concept of smart contracts. From what I understand in the sources, these are self-executing contracts where the terms of the agreement are directly written into lines of code.
They are the engine of this whole system. A smart contract automatically enforces the rules without human intervention.
So if a tenant pays rent...
When the tenant of that physical building pays their rent, the smart contract calculates your exact fractional share based on how many tokens you hold and instantly distributes that yield into your digital wallet.
That's wild. There's no middleman sitting at a desk cutting physical checks, charging a processing fee, or delaying your payment.
None. And this solves your medical emergency scenario from earlier.
Oh, right. If I need $50,000 and my wealth is tied up in tokenized real estate, I don't have to sell an entire property.
Nope.
Because these tokens live on a blockchain, I can just hop onto a digital exchange and sell exactly $50,000 worth of my tokens to another investor anywhere in the world.
And that transaction settles in seconds, not months. Mm. You are tapping into a global liquidity pool that operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The friction of the traditional secondary market is virtually eliminated.
Once you understand that these tokens represent real bricks and mortar, and the tech just removes the friction, you realize how this fundamentally rewires standard investment strategy.
It really does.
It acts like a diversification superpower. In the old model, we discussed how an investor might tie up all their available capital in one single-family home in their own neighborhood.
Right. But with fractional tokenized investing, you can take that exact same amount of capital and spread it out globally. You can buy a fraction of an apartment complex in London, a piece of a logistics warehouse in Dubai, and a share of a retail space in Tokyo.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the sources, particularly the Deloitte report, emphasize what this does for commercial real estate.
Yes, massive game changer.
Historically, massive commercial properties, think high-rise office buildings and city centers, massive logistics hubs, or even data centers, those were an exclusive playground. Only multimillionaires or institutional funds even got a look at those deals.
True.
A normal person couldn't just buy a skyscraper.
The barriers to entry were intentionally insurmountable for the retail investor. The financial system was essentially designed to keep the highest yielding, most stable assets in the hands of the institutions. But now, because of tokenization, a smaller investor can legally buy a fraction of a commercial high-rise. You can add institutional-grade commercial real estate to your personal portfolio right next to your index funds.
So this effectively kills the start and stop nature of investing. I don't have to hoard cash for 10 years to buy a second house. I can just deploy my year-end bonus into a fraction of a commercial property the day the check clears.
Exactly. It creates a fluid, dynamic wealth-building habit. We can call this concept gradual expansion.
Gradual expansion, I like that.
You evaluate a new opportunity on a platform, read the prospectus, and allocate a specific amount of capital that fits your risk profile that very day. You are dollar cost averaging into real estate, which was previously impossible.
And this isn't just theoretical startup hype. If we look at the PwC Middle East report and the insights into Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 initiatives, we see entire regions structuring their economic growth around these digital financial framework.
Oh, absolutely.
They are actively using this technology to drive massive real estate demand and development in the GCC region.
They are doing that because they recognize that removing friction increases transaction volume and attracts global capital.
Makes sense.
When you make an historically illiquid asset liquid and you open the borders to international digital investment, a massive amount of previously trapped capital starts flowing into infrastructure and development.
Okay, but let's bring this back to the physical reality of the buildings. If I own a digital token representing 1% of a duplex, who is actually fixing the plumbing?
Right.
The real world stuff.
Who is mowing the lawn? The blockchain cannot unclog a drain.
This brings us to the critical role of the platforms operating these tokens. The Gamma blog specifically highlights platforms like Osul Gamma, which are built entirely to bridge this gap between the digital token and the physical dirt.
Okay.
These digital investment platforms are responsible for structuring those legal arrangements, like the LLCs we mentioned. But more importantly, they handle or outsource the professional management of the physical properties.
Wait, but outsourcing that management eats into the yield, right?
Fares.
And what if that specific platform goes bankrupt? Does my token disappear into the digital ether, or do I still legally own a piece of that duplex?
If we connect this to the bigger picture and we lean on the institutional reports from McKinsey and the Boston Consulting Group included in our sources, this is where we have to issue a very clear reality check.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Your skepticism is entirely warranted. First, yes, professional management involves fees, which are factored into the net yield you receive. But more importantly, tokenization does not magically erase real estate risk or counterparty risk.
It removes the barrier to entry, not the inherent market realities.
Exactly.
A bad property is a bad property, whether you buy the whole thing with a bank loan or buy a tokenized fraction of it on your phone.
The success of your tokenized investment is still irrevocably tied to the exact same factors as a traditional property. Is there tenant demand in that specific geographic area?
Right.
What are the local market conditions? Are interest rates affecting property valuations? If no one wants to rent the building, your token isn't going to generate any yield. You are still exposed to macroeconomic cycles.
And regarding the platform bankruptcy risk I mentioned,
Yeah.
that seems like a massive single point of failure.
That is the exact governance issue the McKinsey and BCG reports stress heavily. The platform operating the tokenization must have absolutely transparent governance and what we call bankruptcy remote structures.
Bankruptcy remote.
This goes back to the LLC. If the platform itself goes under, the LLC holding the physical property must still exist independently, and your tokens must still represent legal ownership of that LLC.
Oh, I see.
However, the administrative nightmare of unwinding that or transitioning management to a new entity is a real risk that investors have to account for.
So you cannot just blindly click buy because a property is listed on a sleek app.
Definitely not.
The requirement for due diligence hasn't disappeared. It has just shifted. Instead of inspecting the physical foundation of a house yourself, you are inspecting the financial and legal foundation of the property and the platform offering it.
You need to read the fine print. How is the income distributed? What happens in a liquidation event? Tokenization is a superior vehicle, but you still need to make sure it's driving on a solid road.
That's a great point.
The World Economic Forum notes that while regulatory frameworks are rapidly maturing to support this, we are still in a transitional phase for digital assets. Investors must maintain the exact same level of scrutiny they would apply to buying a physical building.
The technology makes it accessible, but your brain still has to make it profitable. You cannot outsource your critical thinking.
Never.
You still need to buy tokens of a good property, operated by a reputable platform with solid legal structuring.
And if you apply that critical thinking, the tools at your disposal today are vastly superior to what was available even 5 years ago. You are no longer restricted by your local geography or your immediate cash on hand.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring this all together for you. It means that the historically high-walled garden of real estate investing, the one guarded by massive down payments, crippling illiquidity, and the sheer exhausting labor of being a landlord, now has a digital gate.
Well said.
Through tokenization, smart contracts, and legal structures like LLCs, you actually have the power to scale a property portfolio on your own terms.
You can achieve geographic diversification, access commercial sectors that used to be strictly for institutions, and build wealth dynamically without ever having to answer a late-night maintenance call.
Yeah, that's the dream.
It is a fundamental rewiring of how we interact with the world's oldest asset class.
It provides a practical, scalable pathway for the modern investor who values both stability and flexibility. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with something to chew on, something that goes beyond just balancing your portfolio.
Right.
We started by talking about the inherent limitations of physical things, having to buy the whole cow to get a glass of milk.
The friction of physical reality.
Exactly. But if blockchain and tokenization can successfully use legal entities and smart contracts to slice up a physical skyscraper or a commercial warehouse into easily tradable digital shares, what happens to the global economy when literally every historically illiquid physical asset, from multi-million-dollar fine art to public infrastructure to massive agricultural farms, can be traded from your phone in seconds? Does the very definition of what it means to own something completely change?
Wow. That is the frontier we are standing on.
Something to ponder as you look at the buildings around you today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We will catch you on the next one.